Republican presidential candidate and businessman Donald Trump made a brief detour out of Iowa today and into New Hampshire for a rally in Nashua, just north of the Massachusetts state line. Hundreds of people turned out to hear the reality TV star turned candidate. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The audience was mostly white, mostly middle-aged or older, but there were also some young people waiting for Donald Trump. Unlike at most political events, this one had no warm-up act, no speakers to introduce the leading candidate in the New Hampshire primary, now less than 2 weeks away. It was straight-up Donald Trump, and the crowd, or most of it at least, loved that he was taking a short break from Iowa.
And folks, here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. First of all, I really appreciate you being out here. If I would have stood you up, you should have voted against me. But here's the story.
Trump's appearance was more like a stand-up routine on current affairs than a political address. Trump talked about how skipping last night's Iowa debate on Fox News is working out for him.
And I took a chance. And it's something you have to do, but I took a chance and we did something. And I don't even know what the end result. I heard we went up. But
it's too early to know whether Trump's gamble to skip the debate paid off in the polls. But recent polls show him in first place in Iowa. Trump said he raised $6 million for veterans at his alternative event in Iowa last night. Here in Nashua, State Representative Al Baldessaro, a supporter, stood up to ask Trump when he would visit the New Hampshire Homeless Veterans Shelter.
What?
When he is coming to New Hampshire to the Homeless Veterans Shelter.
Well, we'll be doing that soon, Al.
It was on your list, I think.
Yeah, good. We're going to be doing that soon. So, well, we spent a lot of time up in New Hampshire with the vets. And
a New Hampshire official of Veterans of Foreign Wars says he's aware of one VFW event Trump has done early in the campaign. Nashua and surrounding towns could be key to victory in the New Hampshire Republican primary. University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala has been writing about the political demographics of New Hampshire for 20 years.
In the city of Nashua, there's about 13,000 voters who will turn out for a Republican primary. And then when you include the adjoining towns along the Massachusetts border going east and west from Nashua, roughly about 1 out of 10, 1 out of 11 voters in the whole primary will come just from that slice of Massachusetts border towns.
Towns like Derry, hometown to independent Jeff LeBrun, who works in sales.
We came out today because we had the chance to see a dynamic business professional and how he can potentially change the way politics are in the United States. I mean, you know, we're still trying to see, you know, which candidate is right for us, but he's got a lot of very different ideas that are more grounded in business than grounded in traditional political, I did this because this is how it's always done type of mentality. So we just wanted to hear something different.
Most of the people I spoke to at the rally were from Connecticut and Massachusetts.
I'm going to come and see the Donald.
People like Ted Cummings, a contractor who drove up from Boston, who says he does not normally go to rallies, but he always votes, and he's definitely voting for Trump in the Massachusetts primary on Super Tuesday, March 1st.
Because he speaks for me. Finally, someone's speaking for me.
And he speaks to Susan Lucchini, a doctor who tends to vote Republican, who drove up from Connecticut. She and her husband have 3 children in college.
We want to make sure they get jobs when they get out, and we just think that he's going to do a good job.
In New Hampshire, the latest Suffolk University poll released yesterday finds Trump leading his closest rivals, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Ohio Governor John Kasich, by 15 points. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.